Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Wednesday, February 2nd. Happy Lunar New Year to all those who are celebrating. Coming up on today's show, a widespread shortage of housing has left one local resident, the owner of Sackville's only bicycle repair shop, contemplating a return to his family in Ontario until an apartment becomes available in the area. David Gordon Koch talks with Tobias Paul about his challenges finding rental housing in Sackville. But first, some local news and information. Five more people have died in New Brunswick with COVID-19, bringing the death toll since January 1st to 84. The number of people in hospital is back up to 162, with 17 people in intensive care. 228 new cases were reported with PCR-based lab testing, and another 603 cases were self-reported based on rapid test results yesterday. The largest number of active PCR cases is in Zone 1, with over 1,500 active cases. Mount Allison has 7 active cases of COVID-19 in its community, according to results of rapid tests self-reported to the school. One person is living in residence and the other 6 people are living off campus. Since last week, an additional 21 new cases have been self-reported to the school for a total of 83 cases since January 3rd. That number also includes cases from individuals who are not presently on campus or in Sackville. There are 2 vaccination clinics coming up at the Sackville Visitor Information Center on Mallard Drive this Saturday, February 5th. Kids from 5 to 11 years old can get a first or second shot at the center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then on Monday, February 7th, Vitalite Health Network is running a clinic for all eligible New Brunswickers. The Monday clinic also runs 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and appointments are available for both at gnb.ca/bookavaccine. The Anglophone East School District is getting a new superintendent this spring. Randolph McLean will take over the job in April, according to an announcement today from the district. McLean currently works as Deputy Director of Education for the Horizon School Division, based in Humboldt, Saskatchewan. McLean has roots in the Maritimes and attended both St. Mary's and Dalhousie Universities. Mount Allison University has acquired a supply of KN95 respirators and is beginning distribution to its student, staff, and faculty this week. Students will be able to pick up packages of 5 KN95 respirators distributed at meal halls or through the Mount Allison bookstore. Staff and faculty will receive their supply via their building management. About 2 weeks ago, the university changed its mask policy to discourage cloth masks and require certified medical masks or N95 or KN95 respirators on campus. CHMA recently spoke to epidemiologist Catherine Clace, who has studied the filtration effect of various masks. Clace recommends N95 or KN95 respirators if they are available.
So these are masks which, if fit tested on an individual, will provide more than 95% protection from very small particles. And even unfit tested, even if you take a group of unselected people, some of whom happen to fit and some of whom don't, you can still expect to see above 90% filtration.
Clace says the next best thing is double masking with a well-fitted cloth mask and a medical mask, which provides 50 to 75% filtration. Certified medical masks on their own range from 40 to 80%, and cloth masks on their own range between 30 and 50% filtration. Cloth masks can also range in quality with a wide variation in designs and materials used. Clace acknowledges that respirators are harder to come by than cloth masks and doesn't discount their use entirely.
So my bottom line is any mask is better than no mask, and that's still true. But I think it's important now that everybody knows a little more about masks and wears the best mask that they have access to.
Next on the show, Tobias Paul, owner of Barnyard Bicycles, says he's among many Sackville locals who are struggling to find rental housing. Paul has lived in Sackville on and off for about 8 years. When his housing situation changed in January, he found himself without a fixed address. The 28-year-old says he's even looked into Moncton and Amherst for a place to call home. Now he's staying with a friend and thinking about heading back to Ontario to stay with his parents. He believes his story is emblematic of rental housing shortages reported across the province. He spoke to CHMA's David Gordon Koch on Monday.
I've been living in an apartment for a little while now, but unfortunately, that place fell through at the beginning of January. And Sackville, really, the real estate, well, the apartment market in Sackville is very much dependent on the student calendar. And so there's a couple of, you know, vacancies will always pop up in April when the students leave town. But during that 8-month period when school is in session, the town is really in a hard lock. So in the middle of the winter, for myself and for a couple other individuals that I know that are in the same position, there's really nothing around. You know, I've been looking at apartments in Amherst. I've been looking at places in Moncton and in Sackville. And there's really nothing that's going to be available until April. Yeah, so I mean, my experience isn't unique at all. And I'm very lucky because I do have my family in Ontario that can help me through this period where I can't find a place to live. But, you know, that's not the case for everyone. I've got a friend who just turned 60 in this past year, and he's been living in his apartment for 5 years. And he just got news this past month that it's going to be knocked down in order to build a new apartment building with units that, first of all, aren't going to be ready for him to live in. And second of all, the price is not going to be fit for him. And he doesn't have a family. He's 60 years old. His parents have passed on. He hasn't got any family in town that he can stay with. I don't know what's going to happen with him. And I know some individuals who have been, you know, what they've done is they've actually rented out long-term Airbnbs in the Shediac or Moncton area. And basically that amounts to them paying, you know, $2,000 in rent or $2,500 in rent because they're renting out an Airbnb for a month at a time. There are other people in town who I've reached out to because I thought that they may have places or know of places where I could live. And they've revealed to me that they're actually in the same situation. And, you know, even if they knew where I could potentially move in, they might not tell me because they're hoping to move in there themselves. There's a hard lock. And we're not talking, you know, we're not talking students who just want to have an apartment alone for the first time. We're talking about people who have families, people who have children, people who have lived in Sackville their whole lives. You know, working professionals, whether that's a business owner or just someone who has a consistent and solid career. And none of these people can find a place to live.
Last year, the provincial government released a study on the rental market. It said, I'm just going to read a quote here. "This review reinforced that New Brunswick is not currently in a housing crisis as the system is working for many, but it could become a crisis if we don't pay attention." The province has been criticized for its actions since then. As a renter, what do you think needs to change?
I don't know what the solution is. There need to be more homes. It's a discrepancy of the number of units available compared to the number of people who are in need of places to live. I don't really know what the option is. It'd be great if the province just stepped in and built apartment buildings for, you know, flat fixed rent control prices and people were able to live in them.
That was Tobias Paul, owner of Barnyard Bicycles. Shortages of rental housing have been reported across New Brunswick during the pandemic. The provincial vacancy rate was just 3.1% in October 2020, down from 6.6% 4 years earlier, according to data from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. CHMA will be bringing you more coverage of the housing shortage in the coming weeks. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Wednesday, February 2nd. As always, we hope you'll get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.